I think one thing that should be added to what you said is showing the website that you were talking about. So I think we should do that first. And what I'll try to do is I'm going to attempt to kind of connect what you said with what Piotr said, and to try to find problems and issues that overlap in between these two areas. Do we have the internet connection?
I thought no.
Zaraz to zrobimy.
Okay.
Mamy.
O.
And I think that the main topic that can be used to connect those two fields is domain specificity, but let's start with that. This is the website. If you haven't seen it, you can see it at architecturemap.net. And the examples of topics that Piotr provided were taken from that, and you can find tens or even hundreds more the website. And if you could please click on index. Just to give you the idea of the scope of the project, that's the index of the topics that we cover. And I'll try to quickly scroll down through that. That's much. So even though the project was aimed at being as comprehensive as possible when it comes to mapping the discipline of architecture and the practices that are involved in it, there is one assumption that is made that's been made obvious to me after I've heard our first presentation, and it's that the map of discipline of architecture is very, very local in terms of our local practices of architecture, and that there is that if such a map were to occur, to be built and developed, for example, in the Netherlands, I'm pretty sure that the topics that would be included in it wouldn't overlap 100% with what we see here. So there is this assumption that we maybe made while developing this map that the discipline of architecture is universal across countries and across local practices, and we kind of jumped over this problem by simply providing an English version of the website. And if we browse the website, we can see that all these topics are available, are not only available in English, but most of them, or at least some of them, as I understand, were taken directly from the English practice, from the English speaking world practices, so that they are, so to say, absent from Poland per se. That translations needed to be made for them even. But what I'm meaning to say is that Saskia, for example, mentioned things like enveloping as a growing practice in the Netherlands. And this is exactly the kind of topic that could fit on this map, somewhere positioned somewhere between practices and urban architectures, so and so forth, but for some reason we don't have this kind of topic on this map. Another example would be all the topics concerned with cooperation, and I think I should ask you that question. What about cooperation? What you said was basically not only top-down, bottom-up, or mostly bottom-up practices. They were very much horizontal, in the way that they all were based on cooperation, basically, and on willing full participation. And I think that this aspect is, or is it, absent from I'm not speaking about the way that the application works, because that's very simple. But within the practices of architecture, the way you see it, do you think that you've covered the topic of cooperation, of this horizontal activity?
Let me just comment one thing, because or maybe answer, by the way, but I don't have like 100% ready answer for the question. Of course, the problem is connected to the time we had before the opening of the exhibition. This is connected to the level of the development of this tool or of this website we have right now. So our intent was not to map everything, because then this will be only the database. And I was intending this project more like on my side as experiment, not horizontal and democratic in some way, so that we are really expecting to see what will happen if people start to add some terms. And it's already happening. It's not that much as we expected, but anyway, there are some additions and things which are, for instance, the sacral architecture. You know, this is something which is so important, and we skipped it, I have to say. And
I just want to add one thing. What I said wasn't meant as criticism, obviously, and I wouldn't criticize my own project anyway. But what I was meaning to say is that
you have at the same time you have some kind of external view, so it's property on right.
What I was trying to say is that the way that the map looks right now, and what has been decided by you to be included, is somehow a reflection of I know that this may sound trivial, but of the world we live in, and of the profession that's local to us, and what we see as the most important aspects. And I'm trying to see if there is a possibility of creating a map that would be universal, that the map that would kind of go over the boundaries of basically of locality, of the boundaries of countries. Because you are saying, for example, about the rise of neoliberal thinking and kind of shutting down of the welfare state. And as Piotr said, we are in a different part of the process, and we haven't ever had a chance to actually have a welfare state to be deconstructed in the first place. But what we can see here in those topics that we are covering, that they are a reflection of the state of economy and of economical development and political development that Poland is at right now. So if we took the map of architecture and try to apply it to Dutch, for example, practices, we would see that maybe some of these topics are either irrelevant or completely absent, or on the other hand, very much more developed than what we are proposing. And I was meaning to ask you, do you think that what I'm saying is kind of correct, that this map is a reflection of our current state of affairs in Poland, so to say?
It's a reflection of the current state of our knowledge, mine, Piotr, and our cooperators, of course. No, actually, I'm really hoping that, you know, I will learn about different practices that I know about and about different tools. This is the biggest hope, because, you know, the world is much more complicated than 300 terms, I guess. So hopefully, you know, one day maybe, I mean, first of all, we have to start to promote that outside. I mean, we have to make that visible in the internet, because as we know, we will do that after the festival. And hopefully, people will add so much that we will see in the real shape of architecture, because right now it's really like you know, a baby. But I know from Swiss guys, for example, that they are quite into the cleaning up a bit that mess which is on the map.
So actually I have two questions. First is very simple, like, is there any relationship between the thickness of lines and the, I don't know, relationship of the meanings? Because on the front side, some of them, they're like really thicker, so was it like on purpose or just graphic thing? And the second question is, why did you actually did this map? Like, are you interested in like categorization of architecture nowadays, or are you planning to have an input of, I don't know, seeing the, in a way, history of architecture in 20 years' time, or?
No, it's, I mean, about the graphic, you're going to, because it's a project, but for us, as an architect, there is a huge lack of language. We cannot communicate even with the colleagues, not talking about the clients or the city, the municipality. And for us, it's a bit building up the lingo, the database of the terms, because we recognize that even us, we're using some terms completely wrong, I mean, or we're using the same term for different kind of practices.
You don't put any definitions there, right?
No, we did. I mean, it's not just the graph. I mean, it's you can go and read the small definition in English, because it's really like a small part, and much bigger definition in Polish, and some links in Polish, and one day hopefully we will get rights for some images, so there will be like images and so on.
So the potential reader is everyone, is not for architects only, or it's like every person
who wants to... We know that architects are quite active on the map, and they're really like checking themselves, what they're doing, in fact, in life. This is like a first syndrome, but we hope that it's mostly to kill that idea that architect is only the person who is signing the papers to raise up the production of the commercial building, and actually to see what's the relation in between the like, let's call it this hardcore of architecture and different disciplines around, because those disciplines are much more growing in terms of redefinition than the architecture itself.
So it's briefly considered as a communication tool also, because we are really willing to have feedback and inputs from the external world, not only from the circle of architects, but regular people, how they oversee and how they can find these definitions. And we are also trying to keep this language very plain, to not provide kind of really, you know, the specialist dictionary definitions, because as we stated in the brief to the project, we are not trying to make the alternative dictionary on the internet, especially because there are already something like Archipedias and Archinets and so on.
And one more question, how does censorship works there? Like, do you check the information or the definition or...
To answer your first question very quickly, if you see a thick line, it suggests that the connection is somehow stronger, but you should perceive it on a kind of poetic level, because you know this may, because the strength of connection may mean many different things actually. But what's most important in this way of visualizing things is rather the connections themselves than their strengths. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. That's just a hint that maybe that's the road you should follow if you want to check which topics are connected to each other. And your second question, if you could please repeat. Right. There is a mechanism, obviously, that lets us, so to say, censor whatever anyone's entering, and that's mainly because of vandalism. That is 98% of all forms being filled in on the internet. So that's mostly that. But on the other hand, I think the idea was to kind of be open to discussion and to be open to pretty much everything. So censorship as an idea, no, rather not. I don't think that there's a worldview that's so strong that would kind of block any other worldviews. It's mostly about discussion and being able to provide two different definitions to the same topic.
And the new definitions we can see marked by the plus, and mostly they're waiting for the acceptation because we have now the English translation. So, but there was just like I don't know. Two or three, which was overlapping the different definitions that we knew that they're in the map, so we just glued them together. But we had like 3 days of the drama because some kind of machine was destroying the, was adding like 100 of the strange stuffs, but Piotr stopped, topics.
So I would like to comment that this is also we somewhat like the idea that this is the universal language. So we don't mention it as a local overview of the, for instance, our Polish architecture. We really intend it as a universal one. But of course, answering at the end to your question, Michał. I would like I would say yes, probably with the different perspective, with the different architectural culture, where the impact or the attention is focused, for instance, on the different things. In some countries, for instance, the critical culture or research culture is much broader than in Poland. Just to mention Holland about the research culture. And it has a very long tradition. So probably between the, let's say, the generic architects, it will be possible to bring up much more definitions in these groups. But anyway, for instance, enveloping, we have, but with different definition. Because enveloping could be, for instance, the reuse or recycling of the existing physical environment. For instance, just to mention that one. Do you have any questions more?
Maybe it's very detailed comparing to the discussion we had, but I was interested about one term you used during your presentation. It was architectural photography, and I'm very curious whether what do you think it's so specific for photographs made by architects? And do you feel that's another... why did you distinguish it in your map? And why did you put it as one of terms in this map of architectural discipline?
Maybe Simona himself can answer that question, mm-hmm. because he was the Yeah, but I think that it's a completely different story, the photography made by architects. It can be the tool of editing the debate about architecture. And it can... we have, of course, this discussion about how the photography can... lie about the buildings themselves and how that can be the tool of representation. But maybe Simona can...
because I will add because what I'm interested in is Normally, when we usually when we talk about architecture of photography, it's the representation of buildings. Yes, and here we what was presented is how architects see the world. Yes, and that's like more or less.
No, actually, it was about the emptiness, which on photography looks like that. But Simon maybe can explain the that was Miracle on Vistula project.
I'm not sure how to explain that, but actually that was like that photographical project was an attempt to describe some sort of mythology or urban legend or presumed reality of some planning decisions made during the communistic time for how the city developed, why it developed in that way. So basically, I don't know, you can do that in a different ways. You can, of course, recur to some archival materials showing the plans, and but somehow the photography is like so familiar too that it's giving you immediately some sort of feelings about that. I don't know. Well, basically, it's a tool. So I think that the architects, they have plenty of tools, and normally the representation is one of them, and the photography is quite a powerful representation of things generally. So I don't know what else to say about that.
Maybe it's important to say that those there are the structures. I mean, not a single photo is making a story, but the description, and it's like a essay, but not written. But
I have a question that actually was mentioned, this notion of the critic. I'm wondering if you could elaborate a little bit on the status of the discourse at this moment. The reason that I'm asking this question is, in fact, that we see in the Netherlands a reappreciation of the critic. You're right that there's a lot of research being done, although that also is being funded less and less so. But people have more time, so there's. But anyway, this idea of the critic or criticality re-entering the realm of the discourse is very intriguing, I think. And it was reintroduced in the new institute. We don't have an architecture institute anymore. It's now a merge between design, e-culture, and architecture. But that being said, 2 weeks ago they launched an attempt or a platform for criticality again, and it was in fact Sam Jacobs of Fat Architecture flew over because he wrote for D-Zine, the online, let's say, magazine of what's happening worldwide, the first real critic on architecture, and he called it something like the imagery of porn, you know, that we're so sort of addicted to this particular image making also. So I'm trying to combine this idea of the image, and we're so used to the image and the seductive image. But again, my main question is about how does the critic position itself in this context?
This is a question to me, or okay, to the panel. So I will just. Give the mic after. I would say, to my opinion, we have this is part of this spatial and theoretical turn in the architectural field within the last 15 years, that the critic as a kind of occupation and a field is again very important, but the. I think what is one of the difference is that now the critic is slowly understood as also as a practice. So we have the certain kind of practices which are like critical practice. So the critic is established by doing the certain things, certain kind of activities or the certain kind of building. And I think in Poland we have a very very poorly developed critical culture, which is mostly based to our kind of education, which is mostly the polytechnic education, very traditional in its core. And for instance, the students never doing during the courses and the final thesis diplomas, they never doing the critics between the participants. So this develops slowly to the situation that no one is really focused or even like able to take the part in the broad and valuable public discussion. But at the same time, of course, we have like the broad discussion in the medias around architecture, and there are some new published books and articles which are concerning this topic. So I would say, in compared to the Dutch culture, it's at this point is very different in Poland.